This is Mac OS Ken.
Day one updates for day one hardware. The Mac kind of crushed it in second quarter shipments. And tons of Apple TV Plus news. It is Friday, the 19th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more in that your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. If you're getting new Apple hardware today, there is a better than good chance you're getting day one updates as well. Mac Rumor says every new iPhone Apple is shipping today, from iPhone Air through every iPhone in the 17 line, is getting something. On Thursday, Apple released a new version of iOS 26 for iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max. While that's just for the Pro phones, Mac Rumors assures readers that the entry-level 17 and iPhone Air will also have launch day updates. Launch day is today, by the way, for those who observe. Why were the updates needed? It's unclear. Maybe because the Soup Man said so. Not to be outdone by Apple's communicator, there is an update for Apple's latest listening devices. A piece from 9to5 Mac says Apple on Thursday released a firmware update for AirPods Pro 3. I started to say, before anybody even had them, except of course reviewers may have had a few pairs, plus, the world is round. It's already today some places when Apple released the updates yesterday, meaning a lot of new stuff had probably already been delivered. Sorry, am I allowed to say the world is round at this point, or is that going to piss people off? Why the update for AirPods? Maybe because the Soup Man said so. Probably, though, is to fix a bug or something. Market tracker Canalys says PC shipments for the second quarter were not great, Apple not included. Actually, their release on the numbers didn't say anything about Apple, though their chart of market leaders did. As a whole, business spending was fine with a chance of weakening, while consumers skipped out of big-ticket electronics for stupid stuff like food and energy. They didn't say the stupid part, but yeah, it's food, gas, electric, stuff like that that's keeping PC sales down in the firm's estimation. According to one of the firm's analysts, economic changes are likely to impact consumer spending throughout the rest of the year. Between persistent inflation and weak job reports in recent months, more consumers are exhibiting cautious spending, and premium electronics are not being prioritized as much as essentials like food and energy expenses. The way the analyst sees it, consumers in the U.S. are more willing to wait until their PCs need to be replaced due to greatly diminished performance or hardware failures. Now, normally in a release like this, if there was a standout or a company that went against the grain, they would be highlighted. As I say, the text of this release did not mention Apple. They actually didn't mention any computer maker by name, and who can blame them? Most saw shipments decline between 3.5% and 10.5%, depending. Only two saw shipments rise. Third place Lenovo with annual growth in shipments of 5.1%, and fourth place Apple. The Cupertino company saw its second quarter shipments rise 15.5% year on year. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. That's right, the suite that's been cleaning your Mac since 2008 is eyeing your cloud storage, where so many files go to be forgotten. A lot of those you can get rid of. Seriously, they're probably not doing anything except costing you money. Clean My Max Cloud Cleanup scans your iCloud, OneDrive, and Google Drive for space wasters, synced and unsynced. That scanning happens locally, so your data stays safe. Once you know what's up there, you can decide what to keep and what to let drift away. And of course, like the name says, Clean My Mac also cleans your Mac, scanning for threats and vulnerabilities, optimizing performance, cleaning your Mac, and cleaning the cloud. Clean My Mac was made for your ecosystem. And you can try it for 7 days for free. Put it through its paces. Free your digital spaces. And when you're ready to sign up, use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. For nearly 20 years, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our machines. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. I spent a lot of this week kicking entertainment stories down the way, so here we are now with a whole pile of entertainment stories, starting with this summer's surprise, small art house film, F1 the Movie. Living up to its commitment of leaving the world better than they found it, Apple is putting this movie, which has never actually been projected through film, on plastic discs. 9to5Mac says F1 will see physical release in three permutations: Blu-ray plus digital, 4K Ultra HD plus digital, and 4K Ultra HD plus Blu-ray plus digital, and a limited edition steelbook. The physical editions will be out on Tuesday, the 7th of October, or you could wait till it hits Apple TV Plus. That's expected to happen sometime before the end of the year. Word of a new limited series ramping up for Apple TV Plus. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release this week teasing the drama The Off Weeks. Starring Ben Stiller and Jessica Chastain, the release says, when divorce throws writing professor Gus Adler's life into chaos, he struggles to hold things together during the on weeks when he has custody of his kids. But in his off weeks, he's falling dangerously in love with Stella West, a mysterious woman whose arrival puts the professor's on-week duties and off-week ambitions on a fatal collision course. Executive produced by Michael Showalter and showrun by Alyssa Nutting, no word on when the 8-episode series will hit the stream. Hitting Apple TV Plus much sooner than the off weeks, the action-packed thriller, The Last Frontier. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release on that this week, teasing the show and dropping a full trailer. We've talked about this one before, but it's been a bit. Describing the show, Apple says the series follows Frank Remnick, the lone U.S. Marshal in charge of the quiet, rugged barrens of Alaska. Remnick's jurisdiction is turned upside down when a prison transport plane crashes in the remote wilderness, setting free dozens of violent inmates. Tasked with protecting the towns he's vowed to keep safe, he begins to suspect the crash wasn't an accident, but the first step of a well-crafted plan with far-reaching and devastating implications. Jason Clarke, Dominic Cooper, and Alfre Woodard are among the series' most recognizable names. The first 2 episodes of the 10-episode season hit Apple TV Plus on Friday, the 10th of October. You can, of course, catch the trailer on YouTube. Closer than The Last Frontier, there's a new kids series on the way to Apple TV Plus. In yet another press release this week, Apple TV Plus teased The Sisters Grimm. Describing the show, the streamer says two orphan sisters navigate a town full of people torn straight from fantasy and fairy tales, confronting heroes and villains alike while investigating the mystery of their missing parents. Come to find out, the sisters Grimm are descended from the brothers Grimm. Those are the guys who wrote the stories about the heroes and villains who people their newfound home. I did say it was a kid's show, right? Based on Michael Buckley's series of New York Times bestsellers, the series hits Apple TV Plus on Friday, the 3rd of October. Want to guess where the trailer is? That's right. It's up now on YouTube. And finally today, premiering today on Apple TV Plus, it is the third season of The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy. Title's confusing. It's him. He is The Reluctant Traveler. Anyway, Apple says the show returns with an 8-episode third season that follows Levy on a truly global adventure as he attempts to curate his own ultimate travel bucket list. If he's to inch closer to becoming a real traveler, he'll need to tick off some of the world's must-do experiences. Trouble is, he doesn't have a clue where to start. Gosh, if only he had writers and producers and directors and gobs of money to back him. Oh, hijinks. This week on the checklist, brought to you by Secure Mac, we are highlighting privacy and security features in macOS 26 Tahoe 26 Mac OS. Plus, a reminder to update your Mac even if you're not taking it to Tahoe. That is all on checklist number 441. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.